After, because it's...
So one of the two, the third terrace that was given...
Yeah?
It's gone.
Yeah. Is that charging?
No, it's going to be into the...
Okay, well, that's a different, so you will...
What?
We'll speak about it, not this moment.
Okay.
Okay, we will say... So Bez Hashem, we have Shir today, Bez Hashem tomorrow as well.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. Okay, we still have a lot of, we're almost finished, but we have a lot of, very fundamental Shir and Gossip. So.
What's
that,
35?
Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah in Nida, good. Tessam Rava from page 1 in packet 35. Chamisha Domim Temeim Beisha. There are 5 blood colors that are Tomei. Ha'odom, red. Vashachor, and black. Ukikaren Karkom, it means the corner of the vegetable garden, which the vegetables had a certain color. Ukimeme Adama, Ukimozuk. Meme Adama means you take the earth and you have some water, muddy water. Ukimozuk, or wine that's diluted. Bekitzer, those 5 of basically 4 types of red and 1 black. Okay? So those are the Maros Dam that are Matame. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah says. So but other colors that are not that, presumably are not Tame. So, the Gemara has a comment on Chaf Amar Aleph on page 2, that Rav Ashi says, Amar Rav Ashi gan ana de lo yadana ben hai lahai, lo mi boili lo mechze dama. That I can't differentiate between the different colors, so then I can't paskin on Mars, because we'll see. He says I can't differentiate. And then the Gemara has another comment on page 3 on Chof Amid Beis. Second line, I'm Rav Yochanan Chacham to the Rebbe Hanina, Garmali de lo echze dama. In other words, I see the Chachma of Rav Hanina and how expertise he is. Therefore, I stay away because I see how he's so much better than me, and I don't reach his level. So that's why he stays away. So there is a famous comment in the Rush. Do we have the Rush here? A page. Here, on page 14. There's the Rush. Uvidoros halalu ein baki b'mars damim nishayan al chachmaso ulhafid ben dam l'dam. He says, you see, the point being in the Mishnah is you have 4 reds and 1 black, right? So What does that mean? That means there are another... I remember once Rabbi Tendler brought in this color book, you know, of different shades. That means there are other shades of red that are what?
Tame.
That are tahor. Only these five are tame. So that doesn't mean that only these four, and the fifth is black, are red, everything else is not. It's within red, Chazal only asserted certain reds. The Torah only asserted certain reds. So he's saying that, so that's Pshat. So that's the Chochmah. The Rosh is going to explain in the Gemara that what's such a big chokhmah? You don't have to be a scientist, a rocket science. I don't know what rocket science is, but there was a rocket science. You know, to know the difference is just a greater thing. But the word is that, yeah, in other words, the difference between reds and reds within the red category. That's the chokhmah the Gemara was talking about. That's why different Amorim said, I don't have that. I don't have that chokhmah. So the Rosh says, but in our generation, no one has that chokhmah to differentiate within reds. So therefore, v'doros halolu ein boki b'mars damim lishoina chachmosu v'hofrid ben dam l'dam hafilu b'chachmei hashas hayu menach hachomim sheyu nimnoi minuros damim kol shekein ha'idna she'en lo tal shum dam hanotel mara ad mumis. In other words, so therefore, today we just ask anything that has any reddish hue to it, because we're not bucky. Maybe in a chanami, this red taka is okay, but that bakiyas we don't have. So therefore, to be mutter, it needs to be what? In loshi elovan v'yaro kamari hazov. Unless it's like whitish, or like yaro kamari hazov. Like Rav Shecht always says, yarok is yellow, and here it says affairs, right? Like yarok, like gold, which is like a yellowish color, like you're here blonde, right? Okay, you too.
Why wouldn't we say yarok is green?
No, so Rav Shecht always points out that when it says yarok akarti.
Yeah.
That's. But like Rav Shechter pointed out, when the Gemara says Esther Yirak Rokas Haisa, it doesn't mean she had a green face. Rav Shechter pointed out, it probably means she had like a pale, yellow pale face. But she didn't have a green face, like this shirt green. Had a green face. Yeah, they have all the good colors too. Yeah. Okay. Pavel gav the title comes over the dam yorok tol it alav. So that's what he says. Now, you know, there's different shitas in the Mishnah and Adias and things like that about Dam HaYarok, but that's what we normally assume. So that's a fascinating idea, that Medina de Gemara, it's only these colors, these reds. And the implication that the Rosh is saying is that there are other reds that are really mutter, Medina de Gemara. Right? But we don't have that expertise to mafkin within reds. Yeah, Rabbi Tuckman, what are you saying?
The Lashon of the Rosh, it doesn't say that therefore we ask for all reds. meaning, since I don't know which shade of red is Asr and Mutter, except for all reds are Tameh, Misafti, he says anything which is, he doesn't say anything which is Mara Admonus, he says anything which is Nota Mara. So it makes it sound like he's being washed from even that, even if you know it's not red. But it's Nota to red, the other side is sort of white and yellow. So it makes it sound like he's including even things not in the Bechal, you know it's not even red. It's like Nota to red. It's like a person being allowed to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Red,
orange,
green,
yeah.
Like that. Yeah. I mean, is that like Lao Dafko, or is that? I don't necessarily have a clear definition. What? Colors have like a shade, so he means like a shade of red, probably, which is very light.
Yeah.
Even if you wouldn't call something red, but if it's a very light shade of red, it might
be,
still be considered red.
I mean, that's for me, it's like brown or orange. He says anything notes of Admumus, as opposed to white and yellow.
Orange,
right.
There's a point in gray where it's almost black. Orange, red, and then it slowly grows towards white, you know? No. Like, I guess. Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, let's take a look for that matter in page 23 in the Beis Yaakov. Yeah, if you look, before you look, look at the Ramban on page 18. Let's look at the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Hamara Sayu Chachamim Mitamim Bahem Chameshin. Ha'odom Kedam Hakoza, Vashocho Kidyo, Kerem Kakarim, Me'adoma, Kumazik Yain Sharoni. Veinan Tzrichim Luchto Mishpatei Bedikus Kumar, Gozo Olem Zbarazel, Koshish Bomara Admumis Klau. He doesn't use the word note, it's called Sheshbo.
Right.
Mara Numis Klal.
It's said to be different.
Yeah, so I don't know, does he mean to say different or is he just saying the same? Like he's then he says the same thing. So is this
He's adding on to the four shades of red.
Meaning four shades of red are Medina the Mishnah, meaning
right.
Medina the Gemara. But we don't have that expertise to be mavchin right. Between those four and others, so the minhag is to aser everything. So there was a certain Rav in a big poisek who has a certain, you know, different people have different mesoras and how to do it. So there was a certain Rav who was a big, big poisek. So Rav Yashiv thought that he was claiming to have that expertise. To mavchin, but within reds, but supposedly he had mesoras of how to do it, but it wasn't that he was mafkin. You know, certain things are just not red. You know, so Rav Yashiv has a tshuva where he, based on the information that he was, you know, given, he sort of critiques, rebukes, whatever you want to use this Rav, but this Rav is a very big Rav, so if he tells you something, you can rely on it.
What Rabbi
Tachman was pointing out that the Rosh has had the Lashon of Nota, so we're just saying that the Ramban doesn't use the Lashon Nota. It just says Numis.
Now, well, the Rosh is more mafia on that.
Now, like Rabbi Tachman was medayik, then maybe the Rosh is more machmir, or Rabbi Tachman was suffering in Rabbi Tachman, or he was mistapik, maybe he was slav dafka. So within Rabbi Tachman, you have two stodim. Now, what is the Beis Yaakov saying?
Isha shemata al yedei bedika mara lovan,
page 23 on third column. But also Lavan kimin court yavish adam al eid shabbat kabbal. And she had something on it, some little speck of sorts. And she was going to show it to the Chacham. Fayabidaitel haras l'chacham, va'ovan also court yavish min ha'eid kodem shehera es adam l'chacham. But she lost it. She lost the speck or whatever. This happens all the time. Page 23. People lose bedikah klos. Sometimes they don't lose it. They just flush it down the toilet. They just panic and then they just flush it down the toilet and then, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They lost the court, the fleck, the yeah. So now what? It's a bedikah, so it's a shaila of a daraisa. So what should we say? So he says, on the fourth column, Ubar min dein yesh lahatir binidon didon afil biyadua shehu min amokar av until his own gagav da visofik daraisa kevin shehu al yidei hargasha biko mokar mutar itav sveik sveik sofik im huay odom im lava im titzol bishon odom shem alay animoach afogav shay isha omerish shurasa kodom shenevad vaya odom biko mokar kevin shay ishmara odom shutar sheinanu bikiyim bichashiv sveika. In other words, just because a woman says it's red, in other words, the question is, could we be mitzaref to a fake sveka if a woman says it's red and she lost it? So but maybe it's not one of the reds that... So in other words, are we asering it towards vaday or it's a suffix, in suffix. So if you have another suffix, maybe it could be mitzaref. So maybe it wasn't blood at all, and even if it was blood, maybe it wasn't red, even though it wasn't the red of Chazal. So that's what, this is the famous discussion that Rabbi Leibowitz showed me once in the Rav Eli Melech Leibowitz, from the Marsham has a tshuva, like the discussion, that in other words, maybe there's a sfek sfeka. In other words, you know, could you rely on a sfek sfeka, but maybe it wasn't. In other words, if this maybe it wasn't blood, maybe it wasn't red, and maybe it wasn't shemalay on nimoch. I guess meaning it wasn't. So if it wasn't nimoch, it doesn't means it wasn't blood. Favkav sheisha omer sherasa kodem sheneva vayadom mikol mokum kevet sheyah mara adom shutar hasheinanu bekiyim chashiv sveika kama shakos varash. The Doris Halolo ain't Baki in the Rus Bedomim, Lishon al Chachmos, Lhafid Ben Dam Ladam. A few of you may Chachme had Talmud, Hayom and Chom Noim. Even, right, that's the Rush says that we saw in the Gemara that even Amorim didn't want to be. So what's the Kunz? The Amorim, what, they were all colorblind? No. It's not that we didn't colorblind, it's that there's a special expertise to be Mafkin within, you know, that's the Pasuk of Chumash. Keep holy bimchom dover, ben dam, ben din ladin. So ben dam ladam. It means within dam. There was you had to go to the
dam nida ladam ziva. I think is the drive over there.
Right, but dam ladam.
Yeah.
Closer came to it in the shele tar shum dam. Marad mus. Okay, we don't know how to speak six. So I'm going to marad mus shutar. So some shutar may shema bayelfanei no anymore. After we saw the sorry, you did become more of a safe. You say, won't have any mouth, right? So that's the. So maybe, in other words, you're saying maybe you could say it's a sex faker. In other words, because even if it's red, it's that's all. Red itself is only a suffix because who says it was the red that the chacham emasid? So normally, if a poisek sees red, he has to aser. Because Right. So look in the Sidrei Tara.
So why is it a sex thing? We know it's red.
She said it was red, but maybe that's not the red that's Aser.
But it'd be the same red that we would ask her.
What?
What's the difference? Meaning, so when you show the rabbi.
No, but when the rabbi will able to see that it's dam, so we don't even know if it's dam. So therefore, so the regular rabbi will have the one suffix and he'll go to chumrah. But what you mean to ask is, what about a kesem? What did you say about kesem? Uh-huh. Kesem is drabbanan anyway. So a red kesem, you know, you can right? So. No, but I guess. No, he doesn't. But I guess. Let's see what the Sidrei Tara says. One second.
So is there a difference between the Liga and the Kesher?
Yeah, so let's. Yeah. Says, with Chuvas Beis Yosef, it's a mistake to say Chuvas Beis Yaakov. That's the Chuva 24. Chuvas Beis Yaakov, because of the Isha Sharosa Kartin, Venevdu, Blo Badika. You see, by blood is blood, but by the Kartin, that's when you need the Badika to see what it is. In Yiloch Olah, the Mutter becomes fake. The Semma came here, Adam Olah. It seems so much Adam, Shem Allah, Yani Moach. So if it's Loni Moach, then it's not Dam. Tavokam Shaisha, Omer Sharosa, Kodam Shanevda, Adam, Kumokam came to you, Mara Adam. Shatar al Shayn al Bakiyim Khashav Sveka, Mush Kosov Rush. So then he quotes the Rush. So then you have a Sveik Sveka.
This wouldn't apply to regular.
Right. Right.
Only if he's got looks, right?
Then he says, Ach, paragraph 8. Mashakosov, Havi Sveik Sveka, Mishal Mara Tomei Allah, Vim Timsom Shayolo. He says that's not a sveik sveikah. It's shei mechad. It's one suffix. Okay, those that next year, Bez Hashem, we do sveik sveikah, we'll discuss shei mechad. Those were in the shiur last year. We did it next year, Bez Hashem.
But even the
heter
of the
Beit Sefer
would not apply to a lost
bedikah
cloth, only to a
kurd. Yeah, the Marsham applies it to a, as Rabbi Leibowitz pointed out, to a lost bedikah cloth.
Beis Yaakov talked about a lost bedikah cloth, right?
Right, with a court, with
yeah,
a
right.
with a some physical
respect.
Thing.
They tested whether.
You think by not dam, by the dam is already dam, it's nimoach, it's a liquid. So this is talking about you had something solid on the thing.
I mean, the Mishnah used to be the test, but we don't do the test.
Right, right.
So, what is the banane, Shema Allah, what does that mean, the banane?
It was if they would have lost the cloth, and we would have the speck, so who's, maybe it would never. Liquefy because it's not really done. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they do some tests on it's even liquefied.
Right, maybe back then they did such tests. But it could be that if it's a now the Masham had a yeah the Masham it's not in this bag. I think we put it in a. Yeah, he had the Marsham had a Sfek Sveka, like the Suffolk whether it was the right color and then.
But what is the definition of a kulot?
It's a physical.
It's not
solid.
It's a
solid piece.
Oh. That's, so the Beis Yaakov's din is only by a kurat, right?
Well, that's where he has this. If you can come up with another sveik sveika, then it didn't have to be. Maybe you know, we have a suffix, some other suffix that she possibly could have. Like, if Rabbi Tuchman could find a Marsham for us, Marsham has a case where the Bedika cloth was lost. Oh, see, Rabbi Tuchman has it, you see? Kesem Shenev and Kesem Shenev. Yeah, so in this packet, if you remember, packet 6D. So there's a tshuva from the Marsham.
29.
Page 29. So he says, a woman did a bedikah of the Yom Vestas. And then she threw it away. When something was on it. And then she did another bedikah, it was okay. So he says that Hechish Yadash Shlo Yadom Mamish Shalom Shubsekas Ulai Hayanotik Tzas Lodom Ilovin Shushukom Meriso Vegel Kevin the Medina Shas Tor Lagodim Mechmirum Neshi Yevshab in Anubakiyim. You can't have a Sveka the Rabbanim Ulhakel. With me, Ches Kastara. So, in other words, she has a Ches Kastara because she's Tahar, and now she wants to know whether she became an Ida. It was a Vesis. So, in other words, so he wants to say, no, normally, anytime you do a Bedika, that should be a Suffolk Daraisa. So he's saying, well, in the case over there, she didn't say it was mamish red. She says it was some type of notel ad mimus. It wasn't like bright red. So therefore, anything that's not bright red, even on a bedika, the Marsham's saying that should only be a derabbanan, because that's part of this minug. And therefore, we're dealing with a din derabbanan. So, and it's a question whether it was really even no telad mumis or not, so it's a drabbanan. So if it's the case of even a bedika, in other words, the chachma sada makes a chiluk between if you lost the bedika, you lost the kesem. That if you lost the kesem, so that could be a suffik drabbanan. But if you lost the bedika, that's a suffik deraisa. So he's saying no, that even if you lost the bedika, that could be a suffix derabbanan.
In the
Marsham,
what's this sex thing? Does he have
pretty? Is he dealing with the sex thing, or is he just saying?
He says,
right. So, if it's, in other words, you pick your suffix.
What? If he says maybe it's kind of reddish, sort of.
Right. So we don't know. So what else don't we know? Maybe there was a maka, or maybe, I mean, what's the other suffix? She's not sure. I'll give you a case. A woman wiped with a tissue. So normally the first thing I ask, was it external or internal? So if it's external, it could be kesem, the way we hold. If it's internal. But she wasn't sure, maybe, you know.
The tissue was not the kavanah tumah anyway.
No, but if it's when it goes inside.
Oh, right.
So she wasn't sure whether she went inside, say. So that's a suffix. And we didn't see it. And she didn't say it's mamish red. Nota. So then that could be a sveik sveika. A suffix, whether it's inside or not. And even if it was inside, maybe it really was only red mi chumra.
Right.
But the point I'm showing you is that the din of red is only those specific reds, and as it's a chumrah that we answer all the other things. So we follow this chumrah, but maybe in a case where there's another suffix, that we can be mitzarif, that's just the.
But we never saw this red in order to be a suffix. If we didn't see the red, then we have to assume that it was the worst case scenario. If we didn't see this red, we have to assume that.
So the Marsham's saying that like you. The Marsham's saying is that she says, Beferish, that it wasn't.
What if the suffix is, maybe is it really suffix? She's misupa, if it's not a Vazmimus.
Right.
So then can I say it's. That's even better.
Right, like, because you don't know whether it's even Bechlal the Minhag.
Right.
And then she has another suffix.
But I need more than that. Meaning, if she says, I know it's not a lad mimos, then I know I'm in the suffix. Then I know I'm in the drabon. What if she's saying, I'm not sure if it was not
a lad mimos. Okay. What about a kesem, where she lost the kesem? It was Megal. Because even by which case, even by, she wasn't sure whether it was a gris. She wasn't sure the suffix derabanan. But it could be still if she says it was red, but she doesn't know whether it was. But she's saying it definitely wasn't bright red. So
he says the Chacham says that a kesem. She lost it before she.
Right.
Know whether it's a gris, is it red.
But that's by a kesem, so she has two sfeikas back.
Well, he's giving options, essentially.
You don't need a sfeik.
Right, you just need one. One, either she doesn't know whether it was. So by a kesem, Chachmas Adam says you could be mekel. So the Marsham is saying that maybe even by a bedika you could be mekel in a case where you can't find it. You know, or sometimes, you know, as Rabbi Lieber said to me, sometimes, you know, the Rav could lose the Bedika cloth. So the question is, you know, could he, you know, sometimes it's for him relying on, you know, to say that it could be okay. You know, that he lost it before he got a chance to look at it. You know, in certain cases.
I don't know if I asked you before. So let's say the rabbi or whoever loses the legal cloth, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the same, it's one of the middle days.
Right.
So what's the worst case scenario? So let's say it's red. And let's say
so it's also only drabanan. It's also drabanan, right. In other words, Zayinikim is only drabanan. Right, because we're nidas, we're not zavas. So that could be also.
And even if she's a zava, she has the Shomer Sion tomorrow.
Right. Right, so you have a lot of different stardom. So this is basically what we're throwing in the mix is this idea that red per se, unless you know, is not necessarily medina. It's mechumra, minhaga, unless it's mamish. I guess we assume if it's a very bright red, then that's probably one of the maras that they ask.
So the speck has to be a kurut. It cannot be any more liquid, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. So
Why does it have to be a kurut?
In other words, in the Beisiyahu case, was he saying, who says it's blood? Maybe it was just the stone.
So is speck is only in the case of a kurut?
That's not. You could have other speck.
Yeah.
The case he happened to be talking about was we're not sure if it's. Now the Tzemach Tzedek on page 21. Tzemach Tzedek is the third Rebbe. The Rebbe's of Chabad is a very choshev. The Alter Rebbe. So this is the third Rebbe. Had Chaimel Shokol Mar Odom Sheisha Roa, page 21. Odom Mutsiyah Mibdikas Eil Okesim Menhu Keya Harbei O Amok. To me, him, can call Mara Shachar. He should stop him. Chumrazu, he mitzara suffix. Shemem is called Mara Odom or Shachar, a few who deal with a dear Yishlom and Komokh, and actually she assumed with a Raisa. In other words, the fact that we're asking is that it didn't be suffix, because suffix the Raisa? If he's a suffix the Raisa Mamish, Or be'emes imukeya harbe, he was stopping what klal ulay yachem and he had to meim elushanu machmirim derech chumra. Right. In other words,
if what he's saying is, if you have a red, sure, black red, I mean dark red, it's not going to say that the only the child is if it's chaos. That's what child is. Maybe we can be making the case that it's chaos.
Right. In which case,
mm-hmm. That is. The child is only when the red is very light.
Yeah. So he says, "Bevadai b'chol mar dia yeshofik daraisa." Right. If it's real red. That's a daraisa. We treat it like a daraisa. But if it's another type of color, then it could be maybe only the rabbanon. Okay, now.
What is he saying?
In other words, it depends on the color. Whether we treat the red. In other words, when we're machmir, we're all reds. Is that medina? Or is that just. What do we treat that like a suffix d'oraisa? Or is it only like a minhag or a din de rabbanon? Now let's take a look. In the Chachmas Adam, so that's what Rabbi Eshin said. It depends what type of red it was. You know, how red, how light. What.
Okay.
Right.
He said, a light red, something to
rest. Right. A dark.
Is he saying even?
And then the keha. Keha is dark, right?
Okay, it was light. No?
Keha. Keha is dark.
Yeah.
You know, by Yitzchak, Enoch.
Batechena.
Yeah. It's ours
yeah.
Darkened.
Yeah, on the other hand, though, we say yad cho, yad keho, the weak hand.
Yeah, but when we're talking about colors, right? Am I right? I'm right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying?
So then Kol Shekin, the Kol Shekin has to be the Reis. Meaning, if the light, he's saying it's something to Reis. So
yeah, what page is that?
What
page is that?
21. Like, in the Shaila, he was assuming that light is even light.
For sure not one of them, because it's more like Dhammaka. Yeah, I think that's the same. Okay. Chachmas Adam, that page. Oh, before we get to Chachmas Adam, let's take a look in the page 25, in the Sidrei Tara, page 25. This is the big shine of brown. Rabbi Willick tells the story. Once went to Rav Schwab, and he looking the Mara based on the coffee, you know, to take out the coffee and compare it. Shehu tohor. If it's marak kave, it's tohor. Ein tzarech lomer bekesem v'chei non anonim skim l'shocher. So he's saying brown is tahar, and others disagree. The Chitzur Shulchan Aruch on page 26 was machmir. He says, "Damanoto tzeva brayim shukein klipus fiyanis daidil on the hira the halinena rose the marid brayim who mol ve'adom v'shachar came stavelom the adom who el shalachak tzas." So he thinks that, no, he thinks that brown is red, is considered like red. So the general psak, I mean, many hold, everybody holds that we treat brown lakula. We treat brown lakula.
So he holds that brown is notila and humus. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that.
Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Notila and humus.
Right. Now the Chochmas Adam on page 36. So he has the Chochmas Adam on page 36 has. He's talking about a what? A hefsek tara. Nearly a field kamar gel to shava shikazov yishlach me b'dikazum. In other words, the question is like this: are all b'dikas treated equally, or not? Maybe you could say that the hefsek is more chomer because that has to, you know, machzik that the blood stopped. But once you have the b'dika on the first day, second day after the hefsek, so maybe that's more calm. Because you already have a chazaka that she stopped bleeding. So the Chochmas Adam Shita is that when it comes to hefsek, you have to be machmir even on yellow. So, that's a big chumrah, because that'll take your time sometimes. Now, the Vayan Yosef, I'm a big fan of the Vayan Yosef. That's the Puparov. He's also the same person as the Vayichi Yosef. We had him with the water in the toilet. Page 37. The Hefsek. By Bedik Azub, the Hefsek. Rav Moshe has
includes all the bedikas that she does if she doesn't have besas kavua and so forth. If you have to go to
he says by hefsek.
No, but
yes.
So any of the other bedikas like a woman that doesn't have a besas kavua when she has to.
He only was machmir
by hefsek. Okay. Hefsek.
So he says, "Behind time, a kashal will have a mashe hechmir chachmas adam leinim maragel behefsek tara. The gavrosu mishum dadai yesh lo cheskes tmeim loivadin yesh sofik ala maragel imhu marat meya lama mekinim shayonim." So he thinks it's either all good or all no good. In other words, if yellow is a problem, it should always be a problem, and if it's not, it's not. So that's the mesorah from Rav Abadi, that either it's all always utter or always mutter. So he assumes it's always mutter, the yellow. There's a shalah. Oh, the shalah's right here. Oh, the shalah. He never leaves us, the shalah. On page 38. So it's good to know that Chachmas Adam and a Vayan Yosef, you got to know what the shalah says on 38. And then Rav Moshe has his sheetahs also. But he says like this, Mara Lavan Tor, Hey Mara Yarok. So, Lavan is Tahar, Yellow is Tahar, And green is tahar. Nearly lahachmir. So he's machmir if it was a hargosha and she found yellow. Because the side of the rice, so even on yellows.
That the red blood got lost. But there's a, there was the, by hargosha, we're always assuming, you know, that you had a.
I thought we had the Truma
Sedesha
in the beginning of the year. So
that's
said,
Zahar Gosha,
you find nothing.
Right.
But if
there's
Zahar
Gosha,
then you find.
So the Truma Sedesha was
Machmir
even with nothing. And the
Radvaz. But if we find something else.
Oh, that is better.
That's better, because then right. You can call Zahar
Gosha. Right. Right. But he's saying that yellow could be a question. So if.
Because of the color?
Yeah, right, there is a sheet, right, that's the Mishnah in Adius, that Akavya Bera Malhalal, you know, the Dam Ayaruk is, that's a Mishnah, that there was a Machlokas Tanoim about it. So we're assuming, when it comes to
Hargosha,
the Shalom, I mean the Shalom.
Let me ask you, so every Bidik you do, there's a Suffolk Hargosha, because it's Bisnim.
Yes, yeah, so that was the next line. That's what he says. He says nearly. You got below Gosh Matzah Kesmazizu v'imikinuach b'men below Gosh Kancha Marzu. Okay, that's kinuach. Okay, so that's what he said. So you have the shalos mechalak between Argosh and Nat. The Chachmasad was a mechalik between a hefsek and not. And then the Vayan Yosef, it's either all good or all no good. So if you, so that's the Masara I have, that, you know, brown is always good, yellow is always good. And then there's a famous truth from Rav Moshe, written to Harav Shmuel Tokayer. We spoke about him earlier this year. He lives in West Orange, New Jersey. He's the father of Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, the rabbi of Kingsway Jewish Center, and the father-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Jachter. TABC.
Gray Matter.
And others. We didn't paint. Wait till paint. We didn't get the paint yet. So Rav Moshe has this tshuva, and he writes on page 40. Yimhayav is a malog avli the bedikus. Yeah. So he writes. So he says Yimish. Yeah, second line on page 40. If you may suffer by Mara, after Kiel may ill, no, so talk to him, you're sure, and come, I'm sure, and but kick him. So you can harvest the Chachan book here. She means a note about Muma, she'll dam, I'll kishav of Zav, or she'll rack brine, or you store. He may also talk to him, she'll psych as a dam, he's not Lahachmir. It's a misprint. It should say Lahachmir, dam kemar gel ubrine. So he's saying that the first 3 days to be machmir in yellow and brown. That's a big chumrah.
Those 3 days after the
hefsek tahara. Right. The chacham yoreim do midlizeh the mupachas mizayin lachmir. The mupachas mizayin lachmir after tokti. But if it's less than that. Then yellow or brown, they're not. But yellow and brown, if hayaz ebelo argasha, but lagay bedika shu sofik shem regish, like you said, Rabbi Talkman. If hayaz ebelo argasha, but lagay bedika shu sofik shem regish, yesh mokum lahakel b'shas atchap b'maragel or brown. After giving yom rishon, came shu rak sofik argasha. If vade ebelo argasha, shu rak nimtza kesem ol begadav shu b'shkishir gris. Talking about Mark Gale Brown, after talking about Yom Rishon, but by a a kesem during the first 3 days, Rav Moshe says, then you could be makel with the yellow and brown. But if it's a bedika, they're not. Okay, it's very complex. The Moshe comes out of Chumrah.
But he said if it's a bedika, then
you
could be
makel. Well, was he saying a bedika?
Well, it's talking about the first package.
No. Yeah. B'shas Hadchak. There was the first paragraph said, well, there was a, what did he say?
There's a Vade Hagosha.
It's a Vadika, it's a suffix. So, B'shas Hadchak. But if it's not Shas Hadchak, that's Mashba.
But he also says the first 3 days after the B'sikha Sadat, meaning it's not the first 3 days necessarily after the Hasekta or the Shemanikim. Meaning, let's say that she only bled for two days.
Yeah.
So then she has to wait 3 more days.
Mm-hmm.
So then.
Okay, you're right. In other words, if she's not bleeding earlier in the, and we're only keeping those extra days of poletus, but she already stopped, you're saying it's already 3 days past.
Right.
Okay, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. But usually it comes out that she's bleeding 5 days anyway. But Rabbi Tachum is saying that Rabbi Moshe's 3 days really starts from when she stopped bleeding. Okay. Okay, Lamaisa, I don't have this Masorah of these. You got a whole cup, according to Rabbi Moshe. He has so many permutations. You know, if you follow the other sheet, that you just, brown is mutter, yellow is mutter, whatever. You know, even Rav Abadi's mako with these things, even if they're cramps, lemaisa, it's the mutter color. Rav Moshe was much more machmir when it came to these things. Okay, there are other discussions here that are not so irrelevant, lemaisa. I didn't discuss it, so you can look. Say, in other words, say a woman, they inject something in her, so her dam nida, now they artificially make the dam nida into a different color. Would that change the halacha or not? So, okay, it's not so relevant, you know. If you want to see it, it's a discussion that he has. I didn't, you could read it when you want. The discussion about pink.
Certainly not a lot of moments, is good.
Yeah, I think some hold, I think Rabbi Bari holds different types of pinks. I think Rabbi Shulman's son-in-law said to me, in the Masoras Moshe, what?
Like, is there a share if it's like if it's only like a little bit, or if it has to go through the other side?
Oh, yeah, where the Marie Bruner. You have them here? But I definitely put it in some, maybe in the supplement. Did I put the Mari Bruner here? What does it have to do with the Mari Bruner?
Drimmer.
Yeah, let's see, what page?
Oh, Mari Bruner.
Yeah, where? What page?
Eight in the supplement.
Oh.
Bruner.
Yeah. So there's a Mari Bruner. Of question of if you don't see it on both sides. In other words, the red, there was usually you look at a batik cloth from both sides. So if you don't see it from both sides, so he has a mesora. Kach mekublani. Shadam shenimtza machmas chichuch. If it's just like a maka type of thing, but not real dam nida, eno polet me'ever le'ever. Aval dam nidos v'zivos poletes me'ever le'ever. I guess it also depends how. In other words, the dam nida you could see from both sides of the cloth. So sometimes Rav Abadi will say, you know, if we're speaking about a mar on the phone, this is a question. So we'll say, one second, we'll see, can you see it from both sides, the red? And so sometimes, so the Mari Bruder says that if you can't see it from both sides, that's a riot, that's not dam nida. So, like Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz said for Rabik, I think you didn't pass him like this alone, but as a sniff. So Rabbi holds sometimes that it looks, the question whether it's red, and you don't only see it from one side, and then you could take your fingernail and flick it off, and then it's, and there's nothing there. It doesn't leave an imprint, and you couldn't see from both sides. So I've had cases with Rav Abadi that he was makel on those cases, that you can't see it from both sides, and it came off. See, really, if you have red, it's going to see it from both sides, it's not going to come off. Real dam nida. But some things that are not really dam nida, maybe some type of scratch or something like that, you'll only see it maybe from one side, and a lot of times it'll just come off.
That's just a svara he has, or is that?
So I think the poskim don't want to rely on Mari Bruna alone, but they use this Mari Bruna.
So would it be made for Mari Bruna and something awful?
Yeah, so that's Mari Bruna, but the flicking. That's what
Flicking is tough to figure out where that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's probably it's the same type of thing that something that doesn't
like
that dam nida, what?
Like a scab.
Yeah, right, right. Well, but the dam nida gets through.
Dam nida cannot be scratched off.
Cannot be scratched off, and you see it maver laver.
Again, doesn't it depend how much blood it is? If you have a little bit of blood, it will not go through. If you have a lot of blood, it will
sort
of absorb through.
Yeah, it depends upon the type of cloth, like Vash said. Yeah, it could be other things, but this is. Yeah. Okay, this is Mari Bruna.
It's so little that it's not going to get through, it's probably less than the Kesem at the beginning.
No, and a Badika cloth. A Badika cloth.
So the clay cloth has like a Sora Awab, this Mari
Bruna. Yeah. And the Yisod, you know, there's a discussion whether, you know, you should need Shemush. The bottom line is a person should get Shemush. You know, I try, you know, because, you know, just to learn how to do these things. You know, if a person asks a lot of shilas, he'll pick it up. But, you know, it's good to sit with somebody. I mean, I'll be happy to help anyone who's interested. But, I mean, the discussion whether, you know, on page 4 in the supplement is the discussion whether you should have a mesora on. That's what Moshe says. So, lo yicholim lifsok amara im lo haisalo kabbalo mesora bezeh. Others say no, but even if you hold, you don't need a specific mesora, but you need a, you need somebody to help you. In other words, this idea that oh, you could just look on yourself and you didn't need any, you know. It'll work against you because a lot of times the people with the big more shemish, the more shemish, the more room that they can be making. Because you have, anyone could just be machmer. That's not a hard thing to say. Okay, you get shemish in order to be able to be making for people. And a person shouldn't just think that, you know, should ask a shayla from. Because sometimes you think it's asr and it's not, sometimes you think it's mutter, you know. And yeah, and the Nitik of Real, page 9, he quotes Achen Yesh, second arrow. Yesh fakes b'mari, yesh tarfel sniv majen shein over inside a shein. Kach kibalti me rabosai. If you have a sfeikus in the mare, you can be mitzarif the mari bruna. Kach kibalti me rebose al pishut mari bruna. He says, Nehisha, in this mochal zel luchud, al kopon yich le tsarfo. For kol shekem b'ksom yudu rabon.
That means atzor and rabon, that means with another seerif?
Some in the rabban and you call shekain, you could call shekain. I mean, call shekain means anything we said now. Call shekain with the tzirif, with the tzirif. Rav Tzidda is an important player. He did a lot of shimush for Puparov, other people. You know, Puparov is Rebbe.
So Bamara, he says, if there's speckles Bamara, is that hold even if the. This whole discussion is whether there was a kosher or not, right? This Mari Bruna.
Mari Bruna is take a pace, person had a bedika cloth.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So that's a good thing. A good thing to know. And, you know, whatever, you know, the, so, you know, more shy as a person is, then he could learn.
So, something asked before. Do we say the brown is, let's say I'm going to make one brown.
Right.
Right. So, well, you mentioned before, do I consider pink to be a notalat? Pink is a notalat.
I think the body also depends on the type of pink. I mean, the second Masoros Moshe, he has some cooler with pink also. You know, certain pinks are more.
Even though you think that what pink is white with red.
Right. But Ayin Sham and Masoros Moshe Pechel Beis. Okay. So, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue.